Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Muhammad's Talk Radio. In the name of Master Farad Muhammad, and in the name of his uncle, the recipient of revelation, the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, I greet my brothers and sisters in the radio listening audience in the greeting of peace and paradise. Assalamu alaikum. I am your host, Captain Jihad Muhadas. Our subject for today is new knowledge. The breaking of the hold of the devil. What is the hold of the devil? We have seen the hold of the devil has been falsehood. Allah came to break this hold. The understanding of falsehood. What is falsehood? What does the word mean? Falsehood. It is a compound word. The first part of the word is false, meaning not real. The second part of the word, hood, means to cover or cover up. This is a coded word used to hide the truth. It is the shield used by the devil to rule the real world. It is the number one illusion, the master trick. Everything in the devil's world had to be opposite of the righteousness. Everything in the devil's world had to be made to cover up the reality. The Quran teaches us the only reality is God or Allah. The facts that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad brought out was the reality, tore down the illusion called falsehood. With the teaching of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad came the light to dispel the darkness. This is why Allah gave us the sun and the moon and the stars. This was the sign to the devil that his time of darkness was over. Reality changed once in the light of truth. Power came over the black man. It was the power to see, the power to hear and speak. This power made him come to the light. He was no longer blind, deaf, and dumb. We have to know and understand our enemy, the devil. Therefore, we must know that the master tool he used in his world in falsehood, his world is built on falsehood. This is why the Quran teaches us in the 29th surah called the spider web that falsehood is as weak as a spider's web. The spider's web is fragile and can be swept away by a powerful wind. The prey caught by the spider web or falsehood is held by fear. Fear keeps the prey captive. Once fear is removed and the reality of truth drowns on the mind of the prey, they will be able to see the fragility of the pool of falsehood. The man who lives in falsehood lives in fear. This is why the Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught us to shake the shackles of fear and be men, men of God. The falsehood which keeps the original man captive to the spider's web was the reality of God. This illusion didn't add up. This belief made man illogical. Since Islam is mathematics and mathematics is Islam, this falsehood, which could not be figured out in the mind of man, made him mentally ill. His logical thinking was disturbed. This is the science of correct reasoning, dealing with the criteria of valid thoughts. Correct reasoning, valid induction or deduction. Man reasoning was thrown off by falsehood and illusions. We must know our enemy. We must know and understand this tool used by him, which tricked our foreparents and made them slaves, was the use of falsehood, whereby making them sick with illogical thinking. If you take away man's mind, you can use him as you please. When the mind has been conditioned to one way of thinking, it is hard to change to a new way of thinking. Sometimes it seems that you are getting overwhelmed, sleepy, tired, or forgetful. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad brought new knowledge to us, the American so-called Negroes, but we were completely brainwashed into the way of thinking like the devil. So it was hard for us to take on new knowledge, even though we could hear it and it made sense. We were totally reared and trained to believe and do things the way the devil had taught us. Not only was it hard for us to take on new knowledge, some of us, after taking in the new knowledge, grew tired and needed to have some relief or something that we were familiar with, even if it meant that we went back into the devil's world and became slaves to evil once again. We now sit in a state of inertia, learning nothing new, doing nothing new, and worst of all, not doing for self. The Bible puts it this way, and the dog returns to his vomit. We were taught that the black man is God. The devil turned the lesson around and made most of the black men say that they are dogs. Even the well-known rappers called themselves dogs. Snoop Dogg, Bow Wow, the Dog Pound. This is to program the youth to what? To be a dog, not a god. None of this is by accident. All of it is done by design. We are in the war of Armageddon. This is the war of good against evil. The war to end all wars and bring about peace on earth. Where is the so-called Negroes in this war? We are in a state of inertia as a nation of people. The messenger used the force of Allah to put us in motion. Time stops when there is no motion. Our motion stops when we turned away from the teaching of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. We should be making unlimited progress, but we turn back to the ways of the devil, and we have submitted to him and not to Allah. Master Farad Muhammad, we stopped our own salvation. The devil's time was up in 1914 because God put a stop to him spreading his evil any further around the world. And in the East, Allah made the Eastern people began to fight this devil harder than ever before. Then what happened? The devil could not spread his ways of life with ease. Why? Because the 6,000 years promised him by God was over. Now the God of righteousness is on the scene to remove all evil. The devil has not been able to move freely to spread evil. His movement has been interrupted by the force of truth. He will not be able to defeat Allah. This is why he told us the solution to our problem is divine, because most objects tend to resist changes in its motion. This includes the mind of man. This tendency to resist changes in motion is called inertia. We were moving in the negative or self-destructive motion, which had been taught to us by the slave master. Remember, Lot's wife said, Jesus, that is probably the most dynamic, potent illustration that Jesus and Master Farad Muhammad ever used in an illustration of us today, and a warning to us. The divine solution comes with the power of potential motion, just like the power of motion of the planets. As we read the context, it is very obvious that the words were being applied to those living on this planet right now. In that day refers to the day when the Son of Man is revealed. Here's what Jesus actually said. The Son of Man is Master Farad Muhammad, and he has been revealed. It is no longer a secret kept between the scientists. Likewise, also, it was in the days of Lot. They did eat, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they built. But the same day that Lot went out of Solomon, it rained fire and brimstone from the heavens and destroyed them all. Even thou shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. In that day, he which shall be upon the housetop and his stuff in the house, let him not come down to take it away. And he that is in the field, let him likewise not return back. Remember Lot's wife. Luke chapter 17, verse 28 to 32. The name of Jesus means God saves. Our Savior is Master Farad Muhammad. What did Jesus, Master Farad Muhammad, mean by that cryptic expression? Remember Lot's wife. What does that woman of long ago have to do with the people who are watching the close out of history or the end of the devil's world? Why did the master relate Mrs. Lot to our day? Jesus used her as a fearful warning that woman became cold, careless, and disobedient. Finally, the judgments of God fell upon her, and she became a pillar of salt on the plains of Solomon. I gather that one of the most deadly perils for God's people in the last days will be too slowly slipping away from the truth, as Mrs. Lot did. Jesus warned that the loss of spiritual power takes place almost imperceptibly, and because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax them cold. Matthew chapter 24, verse 12. As pressures of the conformity and compromises crowds in, the faith gradually erodes and disappears, then growth and motion stops. The messenger, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, came and changed this motion and put us on the road to positive life, united force, and the hereafter. Inertia caused the objects at rest to stay at rest. We have become lazy and shiftless. We have returned to the slave mentality. The first law of motion states, if no force acts on an object at rest, it will remain at rest. The law also says that if the object is moving, it will continue moving at the same speed and in the same direction. If no force acts on it, we have to ask ourselves the question, what or who act upon us to stop our forward or positive movement? What force was there to stop the motion or growth of the nation? Was the force inside or outside? The greater the mass unity of an object, the greater the force needed to cause a change in its motion. Masses is a unified body of matter with no specific shape. A mass is also a gathering of people or a unified group of people. In physics, mass is the quality of matter constituting an object equal to the measures of the object resistance to change in either the speed or the direction of its motion. It is proportional to the object's weight. In the Catholic religion or the Latin rites, they also have what is known as mass. What does this symbolize? It symbolizes the unity of the hearts of the people to believe in Jesus as the Savior. But is this the real truth or purpose of the Christian Mass? They say that they drink the blood and eat the body of Jesus at the Eucharist or Mass. Many coded words are used to cover up the real practice of worshiping Satan. Masses are being gathered together for the war of Armageddon. One writer puts it as clear as it can be put. Christian cannibalism. An argument of why Christians are cannibals. And possibly vampires from Christianity's own perspective. By Jim Walker, ex-cannibal. How many Christians realize that when they eat that wafer and drink the wine during communion service, that they, in effect, practice cannibalism by the partaking in the eating of human flesh and blood? Cannibal. A person who eats the flesh of human beings. The devil is a master of tricks. Since Jesus represents an actual human being, and I ate him, that made me a cannibal. And if you have ever undergone communion, then you too fell into that category. The church tricked me and turned me into a cannibal. Not only did I drink the blood and eat the flesh, but they made me do it in front of a statue of a bloody corpse hanging by nails on two pieces of lumber and representation of a human whom I had just eaten. Imagine eating a hamburger in front of an image of a freshly slaughtered cow. The victim of devil worship wrote in full detail what they really practice when they come into unity all over the world. As the people slowly forgot about Allah, a vacuum is being made for Satan to fill. Satan keeps busy at work trying to trick everyone on the earth to enter hell with him. He does everything against what Allah says for us to do. Forgetting the laws of God gives Satan a door in which to enter your soul. Then he works on your mind and makes evil fair seeming to us here on earth. We learn a lesson about forgetting, which causes inertia. When we study the Holy Quran, we see an example of this type of inertia in the event of Moses and Kadar. Moses was in search of divine knowledge from a servant of Allah. He was so supposed to meet him at the junction of the two seas, and a fish was to be seen swimming in a marvelous way. He told his attendant to remind him when he saw the fish swimming away. When they came to the junction of the two seas, Moses forgot about the fish, and his attendant, ministers, and servants forgot to tell him of the fact that he had seen the fish escaping into the sea in a marvelous way. They passed on, but the stages now became heavier and heavier and more fatigued to Moses and his followers. The new knowledge had to be taught, and the people were ready to receive it. But where were the teachers trained to give the new knowledge to the people? Why did the teachers forget? Or did they forget? So when our old knowledge is exhausted, and we come to the brink of new knowledge, we have a feeling of strangeness, heaviness, and difficulty, especially when we want to pass the new knowledge by and do not make it our own. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad told us in the preface to the message to the black man, as we near the exhaustion of the wisdom of this world, which has not been able to shed enough light on our path in the search for that supreme wisdom to keep us from stumbling and falling, we now seek the wisdom of Allah, the best knower and guide, in the person of Master Farad Muhammad, to whom be praise forever. The reader will find that light, fish, or knowledge in this book. What happened to the teachers that were to be the reminders of this great truth? Did they leave their posts? Where were all the ministers who knew and believed in the messenger and Master Farad Muhammad? Why was it not this knowledge made known? As time went on, we grew tired and forgetful of the new knowledge. Some refreshment, even if it be in our own traditional way, our slave way, is required to sustain us. But we must retrace our steps and seek the credit responsory of the knowledge, which is our quest for freedom, justice, and equality. This was given to us by Master Farad Muhammad. It is our business to seek him out. We shall not find him without effort. According to the Holy Quran, the attendant actually saw the fish swimming away in the sea, and yet forgot to tell his master. In his case, the forgetting was more than forgetting. Inertia had made him refrain from telling the important news. In such matters, inertia is almost as bad as active spite, the suggestions of Satan. So new knowledge, or spiritual knowledge, is not only passed by in ignorance, but sometimes by culpable negligence. Wisdom of the Holy Quran. The law of inertia, or Newton's law of motion. An inner action which causes acceleration is called force. Only when we push a ball does it begin to move. A ball laying on a horizontal floor doesn't start to move all by itself. For that matter, it takes a parked car on a horizontal road. Only when we activate the engine and engage the gears does the engine impose some force on the wheels, which in turn imposes force on the road to begin motion. You have noticed that when a cube of ice is pushed and left on a very smooth polished surface, like a polished dining room table, it doesn't stop until and unless you hold it with your hands or any other object. This property of object to remain at rest or uniform motion unless acted upon by a force is called inertia, law of motion. Our direction towards God, Allah, has been changed by the force of the devil and the slow movement of our people. The force of God within them have been acted upon by tricks, falsehood, jealousy, hate, and division has taken away our force or power of movement. Yaqub created friction with two pieces of steel, and now the whole world is under the curse of Yaqub. Thank you for listening. You can write me at Bride and Groom 4479 Kansas City, Kansas 66104. We do have books on sale. We have the book, An Urgent Message from Allah. And remember, do not judge until you clearly understand. And now I would like to play a tape by our mother of civilization, Minister T. Elijah. And the title subject of her tape is An Urgent Word from Allah. Thank you for listening. Assalamu alaikum.
Our due forever. And in the name of his last and greatest messenger, the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, I greet you in the greeting words of peace and paradise. Assalamu alaikum. I thank Allah once again for being able to come before my beloved brothers and sisters and deliver a message, a timely message, and a reminder. I'm so happy to be of those who were in what they call the first resurrection, and I am so happy to be of those who set and listen to the teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. I am so happy to be one of those who accepted his teachings and continued to study his teachings by the permission of Almighty God Allah. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught us that we must get an understanding of self. He said we must acquire knowledge. He said we must acquire a knowledge that is so thorough of ourselves it will free us from the mental bondage of slavery. He said we must get a knowledge that will resurrect us. The Quran teaches us also the same thing. The Quran teaches us that we must be resurrected from a mental death. First, we must know this, that we are not Negroes, we are not colored people, and we are not Afro-Americans. There is much misunderstanding and division because we do not know who we are. Some of us want to be Negroes. Some of us call ourselves colored people. Some of us call ourselves Afro-Americans. We must get a thorough knowledge of self, because the confusion that we have is because we do not know ourselves. So that makes it very easy for the devil to come in and divide us. We must get an understanding that we have been to the schools of the devil, where they do not teach us the true knowledge of ourselves. We have been reared and trained in the schools of our open enemy, or the slave master's children. We have received an education of the white world, and the white world took us as far as they wanted us to go. We have had an education which made us out of an inferior people with an inferior history compared to the white man's history. The reason why we were given this inferior education by the white race is because they still desire to rule us and rule over the black people and the nation of Islam. They understand that as long as we have an inferior knowledge of self, they can rule us and they can keep us in an inferior position. They know that in that inferior position, it makes us be a dependent people, dependent upon them to do that which we should be doing for ourselves. And this inferior knowledge also blocks us from making progress, and it blocks us throughout the world amongst the civilized and educated people. When the people from the world, other countries, come to America and they get some kind of degree, they usually know to take that knowledge back to their own people and give the benefit of their knowledge to their people. But they look at us when we get our degrees of education, they look at us how we run back to the slave master for a job. They look at us how we run back to the slave master for a stamp of approval. And they see us with all of this education, and we have not solved the problems of our own people. And we have not recognized that we are still dependent upon our open enemy. They look at us as a dependent and immature people, because once they acquire a knowledge of self, they know who they are. They know that they should return to their own people and to their own land and give the educational benefit back to their people. We do not know ourselves. We do not know our culture. The devil has educated us into educated fools. We serve him as if he had the answer to our problems. Therefore, we do not understand how to give the benefit to ourselves. We get the devil's education and give the benefit right back to our open enemies. And we teach and train each generation to be a dependent generation upon the white race of devils. The white man's education is really an indoctrination. In other words, this education is a system of doctrine designed to keep the black man and the black woman in America a slave to white America. It teaches us to accept a system of thought without critical thinking or analyzation. This type of education retains the brain cells and lessens the ability to create an original thought. It is part of the mastery plan of the devil. So we do not need to acquire an education, any education, but we must require an education of the knowledge of ourselves in order that we can create a new system of thought or a new idea. Again, this education or indoctrination must be removed from our brains. We cannot represent ourselves as Negroes, colored people, or Afro-Americans. We cannot represent ourselves as less than the original people. All these titles makes us a recent people and removes us from the ancient history of time. Our search of the ancient history of time of the black man on the earth will prove that not one time in history where there are such people in the ancient history such as Negroes or colored people or African Americans. If we look at Asia and Africa and look through the ancient history, there was no Negroes, there was no colored people or no Afro-Americans. How did we get to come by such names as titles of representation for ourselves? These names or titles are from the slave master. They have called us all the time we have been here in slavery and bondage to them. They have called us by their names and their nicknames, which they use amongst themselves to make mockery of us, while they laugh at us behind closed doors. We have been so educated or indoctrinated into the devil's world, and the education has made us complete fools and full of fear. We now enjoy calling ourselves these insulting and degrading names. We even go so far as to call each other niggas and think that this is okay. We say to one another or to a brother, that's my nigga. These are the same words used by the slave master when talking to another slave master. They would introduce us to the other slave owners or refer to us as they would refer, as we now refer to ourselves, and say, that's my nigga. That's my slave nigga. Because during slavery on the plantation, they owned us and they would claim us just like they would claim their stocks of horses and cattle, pigs, etc. Now it is even seen that it seems like we like to be called by the slave master's names. After 100 years of so-called free slavery, we are still representing ourselves by the titles and the names of our slave masters. We have been asked for over 44 years by the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad to come out of the names of the slave masters. We have been told that Allah would not accept these names, that we must have a righteous name or an attribute from our God, from our Father. But we have learned this through this educational system of America, which produces more and more slaves, and each time it makes them more and more in love with America and puts them into a mental death, deeper and deeper into a mental death. It is time for us to learn who we really are, and it is time for us to understand ourselves. That true knowledge is here for us today. It was brought here by a lying person, Master Farad Muhammad. He brought it here and gave it to the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, our brother, raised in our midst, to rehearse to us the true knowledge of Bible and Quran, to rehearse to us the true knowledge of the time in which we are now living, to rehearse to us our original history of who we are, and to let us know that we are not the property of the slave master white man, and to give us the strength not to be fearful to stand up and say who we are, and recite our history to them. Allah said that we are the original people, or part of the original family of the planet Earth and the lost tribe of Shabazz. Original means first. It is time for us to learn and understand who we really are. Our children need to understand who we are and how we were reduced to the people that we are now. We are now representing ourselves as. This would give them the power and the dignity to raise up and be themselves. They must understand how we were before we became slaves to white America. They must be taught the original history of the black man, a true history, before even the white man was made. They must be taught these things in order that they will have the strength and the ability to overcome the obstacles and the bondage of slavery here in America. We must learn to research back 5,000, 10,000, 20,000 years before the making of the white man. Do not expect to learn this history or this education by the white man in his schools. Do not expect him to tell you this history. You will have to read our history and the teachings given to us by the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. And you will have to go back and research and understand the history of your original self. God wants us to return to the knowledge and history of ourselves, of our own father. The Bible states it this way in Malachi 4, 5 through 6. Behold, I will send you Elijah, the prophet, before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. And he shall turn the hearts of the fathers to the sons, and the hearts of the sons back to the father, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse. Now the Quran tells us a little differently and warns us to return to our own father in these words. Holy Quran, Surah 33, verse 40. Muhammad is not the father of any of your men, but he is the messenger of Allah and the seal of the prophets. And Allah is ever known of all things. Now, why would the Bible and the Quran both speak to you about Elijah returning you to the father, and then Muhammad is not your father? Well, because Muhammad knew that once this knowledge would reach another people, they would not really have to follow him. And it was not written that they would follow Muhammad. It was written that in that day and time, their own brethren would be raised up to teach them the knowledge of their own father. So we didn't have to follow Islam 1400 years ago. It was destined for us, written in the Quran, that we would have to follow our own father. And that is the decree of Almighty God Allah. You have to ask yourself, what does the words in the Quran mean when it says Muhammad is not the father of any of your men, but he is the messenger of Allah and the seal of the prophets. Allah knew that we were a displaced people. He knew that there would be some that would not want us to rise. There will be some that would not want to tell us the truth. And they would try to mislead us with an Islam that was not designed for us. An Islam that would not put us in our rightful place. We are the original. We are the first. We're not the followers of any man. So God did not send an angel. He did not send someone else as a messenger to get a message to the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. He came to rescue his family himself. And he taught us that he was from our father. He taught us that we had to return to our original selves and our original father, or certainly the earth would have to go up under a curse, because we would still be displaced. We are the problem that must be solved. We cannot solve it up under the Islam of Muhammad 1400 years ago. Even though what Muhammad brought 1400 years ago is a guide, because it is the truth, that it cannot be changed. The principles of that truth cannot be changed. It is the principles that came through every messenger, apostle, and prophet of Allah. But the tradition of it was not for our time, day and time. It was for the time of the people of Arabia. The Islam that came to us is the Islam that must solve the problem in our day and time that we are suffering up under here in America. This is what the Quran says. The Quran tells us that for every people, we will send them a messenger from amongst their own people that will talk the truth in their own language, or speak in their own language, and that they would rehearse the truth to them. And this is done so that we would not have an excuse that we didn't understand because they were somebody else and they didn't speak our language. Allah covered all of that. He made sure that we would have one of our own brethren to recite to us in a clear understanding. And that it would not be over a level that we would not understand, because the messenger was only unlearned and only had a third grade education. And he was one that had experienced the same thing that we had experienced in slavery in America. So we don't have an excuse that we don't understand. We don't have an excuse that it can't happen, that it's too hard, because we have sunk too low in the mire of darkness and slavery in America. Well, Allah chose one of our own brothers to show us what would happen if we would just only submit and be ourselves. So we can't be an Arab. We can't go back and live their life 400 years ago. We have to take the truth and the principles of that and build on it for a progressive time and a time here and now. So we have to return to the knowledge of our own father and to return to the time where we were the rulers. Allah says that he will take those, the rejected and the despised, and make them the leaders. It says that they will become the head, that they will become the cornerstone of civilization. Certainly after the white man has experimented with us, and certainly after receiving the Islam that we have received, we know both sides very well now. We should know both sides very well. We know the side of evil, and we know the side of good. We know that what evil has caused and how it is no good as a type of government over a people. We have experienced that type of government, and we rebelled against it, and we know that it is not just. So a people that has experienced good and evil and come full circle 360 degrees will be the master rulers of a nation that will be set up under righteousness, freedom, justice, and equality. Allah chose us to be those to build the new civilized world. It's not that we can just reject it. We were already chosen to do it. All that we've been through have prepared us to be that tough people, to be that righteous people, to be that strong people, and to be that just people. Because certainly, after you have experienced injustice and someone clean you up, if you have any humanity in you, you don't want to ever do that to another people. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad told us that some white people will be saved because they will accept Islam, but he said they won't be with us. He said because no longer will we be mixed with another people. We will go to our own people. He said those that will be saved will live out their time, but they will be in a separate place, not with us. So if you love white people and you want to be with them, you go over there and you die out with them. But us that love our own kind, we are going to live forever amongst our own people. Now, that may not sound so pleasing to some of you, but it is the truth. We must come and come amongst ourselves. We must have unity to ourselves as a nation of people. Separation of the so-called Negro from their slave masters is a must. It is the only solution to our problem. But before we can be separated and have our own government, we must learn the true knowledge of ourselves. We must know that this is this time of separation and the judgment of this world of the Caucasian race, which you and I have known. Therefore, Allah has said that the time is ripe for you and I to accept our own, the whole planet Earth. Why are we waiting? Are we waiting for the divine destruction to come? Let us reason together. First, in order for us to reason, we must have the thorough knowledge of self. Who is going to teach us this thorough knowledge of self? Who are we waiting for to teach us the thorough knowledge of self? Surely not the slave master, nor the slave master's children, the same ones who made us blind, deaf, and dumb to the knowledge of self. The slave master will not teach you the knowledge of self, and he will not teach you the truth of his own self. We must wake up and stop acting like pampered babies. We cannot even stand up on the floor if we will not take our rightful role. We just have to sit down because our knowledge will be foolishness in the time that in which we live, in the theology of time. We must go back and get the knowledge of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, because all of the other knowledge is inferior to that which Allah brought, and it does not have the power to free us. We should get an education which will benefit our own people, and not an education that adds to the storehouse of their teachers. We need an education, but we need an education which will remove the shackles of slavery and servitude from us. We must get an education, but we must get an education which will not leave us in an inferior position without a future. We must get an education, but we must get an education that will make us not have to look to the slave master for a job. Education for our people and education for our children is a must. We should acquire an education where our people will become better students than the teacher. We must get an education which will remove the fear from us. We must get an education that will teach us to prepare jobs for our own selves. We must get an education that will make us independent of any people. We must make sure that we don't fall victim of the training of the slave master, believing that it will free us, and it will not. We must remember that we must get out of the slave master's names. because the slave master's names are the names that keep us a slave in the eyes of the civilized world. We have been told, and told time and time again, that Allah will not accept these names, and that we must search the history, and that we must see who we are. And once we understand who we are, we won't even want to wear these names. But because we are still blind, deaf, and dumb, and ignorant, and we don't know the power of a name, that we still will walk around here in 2008 using the devil's name. We are the originals. So Almighty God Allah has revealed. He has asked you, who belong to the original people of the planet Earth, to accept your place and come amongst your own people. Since we have been robbed of the knowledge of self and our place on this planet that we can call our own, he said that he would place us amongst our own. But we must be willing and ready to accept our own. And we must remember that this is a wonderful offer. And it is an offer of knowledge to know the truth. And it is even more wonderful to know that we will be placed in heaven while we live. We must accept our own. This is what the resurrection means. To rise up, do for self, and accept your own. We should not remain so ignorant or to put ourselves in the place of a dog at the feet of the white man, begging them to accept us. We must not place ourselves in an inferior position, marching and walking on Washington and begging the white man to do for us what we should be trying to do for ourselves. They will still deceive us if we keep approaching it that same way. We must establish a righteous brotherhood and sisterhood amongst our own self. And we must accept our place in the sun as we originally were before the creation, even before the creation of this white man's world. Certainly the so-called Negroes are being schooled. But in this education, the equal of the white man, you will never be. No, the so-called Negroes are still begging for each equal education at this late date. After blinding us to the knowledge of self, do you really expect our 400-year-old enemies to now start giving us the true knowledge? We are really fools to think that our enemy will teach us the truth. We have to get that truth for ourselves. Allah has made it easy for us to do it. All we have to do is go back and study the teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Don't just read them, study them, and see what we should be doing at this particular time. We must have a thorough knowledge of self, and we must be rightly civilized. No one can enslave another who has equal educational knowledge. Our people like the science of the right kind. Allah is here to give it to you and me and to make us a superior people over all people. Separation of the so-called Negroes from the slave master's children is a must. And separation means separation from his way of thinking. Separation means separation from his education. Separation means separation from everything that represents him. Because as long as we use those things that represent him, we are a slave to him. We are a slave to him. The holding of the white man's name is another chain that carries the Negro down with his enemy. It is laughable and saddening to see the so-called Negro preachers reading and preaching from the Bible while they do not understand it themselves. Negro professionals, scholars, and scientists are still ignorant to the fact that as long as they are in the white man's name, they are his slaves. In every nation, as soon as you represent yourself in the name of the white man of America or Europe, they know that you are dumb to the fact that you cannot be free until you break the slave's chains that hold you in his name, in his religion, and in his way of living, and in his evil practices. These must be given up before any nation or even God can help us or even aid the so-called Negroes in becoming a free people and recognized by other nations. Proof has been offered in the name of many people that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad named, and we know this to be the truth. Once they received that name and traveled over the world, they received the respect of nations, and they were free from the bondage of the mark of slavery. We must not be so afraid of the slave master. We have been schooled and civilized, if you want to use the word civilized, or trained into the white man's way of life. But the messenger of Allah, messenger Elijah Muhammad, has warned us that these people have been the worst people to us, the black nation, since they have been on the face of the earth. They were created and made for just that purpose of destroying our peace as well as our lives. They have destroyed 600 million of our black people since they have been put on this planet. This averages 1 million since they have been on the planet. This is 9/10 of the total population of the black man under the rule, including the brown, the red, and the yellow race. They have deceived all of us, as the Bible revelation of John says, the whole world, and now they are being made manifest as the deceivers and the adversaries of Allah and his religion of entire submission to his will, which is Islam. This black man in America, who have been swallowed symbolically by the white slave master and his children, must now be brought out of this race of people and brought into the knowledge of their own. Allah is holding this affair in person under the name of Master Fuad Muhammad. He has chosen us today to be his people, and he means to take us and build and establish forever a people of righteousness and a people with unlimited knowledge of the divine supreme being. This very last of these things, the last will become the greatest in the world. The Orthodox Muslim will have to bow to the choice of Allah. Allah will bring about a new Islam. As for the principles of belief, they will remain the same. There will be no more signs to be watched for the coming of God and setting up a new world of Islam. We are seeing this change, this new change, and entering into it. The devil opposed this change, and the Orthodox Muslim joined them in opposing us because their desire to carry on the old world of Islam is in them. Allah will place those of his choice and authority in making the new world, and others must obey whomever Allah puts in authority, or find themselves fighting the power of whomever Allah sets to be in that favor. We must have a new world. We must accept for a new nation completely. As Yaqub brought about a people, the present white race, who were a completely new made people to be the ruler and voice, Well, Allah is going to make a new people that will be the ruling voice of a new world. They will be a completely new people. The Quran and the Bible refers to them as being brought about by the power and the will of God in person in the resurrection of the mentally dead. Lost find original people in America. We may not seem to be pleasing to you, but we are pleasing to Allah. It is written in the Bible that He will give them, and He will give the knowledge and the world to whom He pleases, and He will chastise whom He pleases. This is to warn us that we have no choice in the matter. Whatever Allah desires, He will bring it into being, whether we like it or not. It is an intelligent act to love yourself and to accept your own. One may say, well, what is your own? Our own people are the original people of the earth. Today we are mixed up and must be separated. But God will fulfill this promise. He will deliver us from our enemies. He must go to war against the enemy and break the enemy's hold and power of resistance to free us. War is inevitable. The so-called Negroes must come to the knowledge of truth that they have no future, and their enemies, who are the enemies also of Almighty God Allah. God must come to put an end to the war makers, and that Allah is doing in person today. God must come and destroy those who love to make war and delight in making war. The American white people delight in mistreating us and delight in mistreating other people on the planet Earth. There is no justice for us amongst such a people. The devil in person. They hate us, and if we try being good, they turn upon us, who have turned to Allah and have accepted His true religion, Islam. And they are persecuting and killing the Muslims all over the world because they fear the teachings of Islam and the history and knowledge of the devil that must be told. They fear that they will be made known. All of our people who believe in Allah and His religion, Islam, they hate us. They hate unity amongst the so-called Negroes. And they continuously make wars upon us, spiritual and physical wars. There are hundreds and thousands of us frightened to death to stand up. So Allah will have to reduce their power, and He will have to reduce their rule. Allah will destroy such an unjust people as our slave master's children. The day of the visitation has come. She shall reap what she has sown. And we must know that it is the time. The time has arrived when it must be told the world over. There are millions of us who do not know who the original man is. They do not know themselves. Allah is not now pointing out to the nations of the earth their rightful places. And this judgment will bring an end to war over it. Now it is, and how it is, so easy to recognize who the real owner of the earth is. By the history of the two people, black and white. We have an unending past history. Us, the black nation, while the white nation has a limited history. We find that history teaches that the earth was populated by the black nation ever since it was created. But the history of the white race does not take us beyond 6,000 years. Everywhere the white race has gone on our planet, they have either found the original man there or a sign that he was there previously. Arise proving to the world of the black man that the white man actually does not own any part of the earth. The Bible and the Holy Quran bears witness to the above truth in Scripture. It repeatedly challenges the white man to point out to any part of the heaven and earth that he created. It further teaches us that they are not even the owners or the creators of anything. It says, we created the white man from a small life germ. And we made him or allowed him to rule for 6,000 years over the original man. This is stated in the Quran over and over again. In the surah that says that God created a man from black mud fastened in the shape, and Iblis refused to believe it, and Iblis refused to submit. Well, it shows there that the God created the man because he was getting ready to take the rule of Shaitan over. He was getting ready to end it. But Shaitan asked him to respite him to the day made known. Well, this is the day made known. This is the day that all things will be made known. A thorough knowledge of God, yourself, and the devil is made known. The Honorable Boy Elijah Muhammad made it known. And he did not mince words. He let everyone know who they are, where they are, and in what position they will be in the judgment. The first judgment will take place right here in America. The first judgment will have to break the power of America. Or it would make God and the prophets a liar, and they can never be made a liar. We must know what time it is and what side of the question we should be on. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad asked us which one will survive the war of Armageddon, and he showed us the sun, moon, and star, and he showed us the flag of America, and he showed us that we'll receive suffering, hell, and death up under the cross and the flag of America. And he showed us that we will receive freedom, justice, and equality up under the flag of Islam. Make a decision, and make a decision soon. Because Allah is not going to keep his grace and his mercy upon us if it shows that we want to just be rebellious against the teachings. The teachings are very plain. The teachings are very simple. They weren't put to us in big words that we had to go look through volumes of dictionaries and volumes of encyclopedias to find out what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad was talking about. It was made very plain. He says if you can find any mistake in my teachings, he said, I will give you $10,000 out of my brother's vest pocket. And I don't remember anyone claiming that $10,000. Not one scholar from the white world or black world or Asian world, no one came and claimed that $10,000. Now that should let you know, if they have fake tanks all over the place, all over the world, why didn't someone come and say, Elijah Muhammad, you made a mistake right here and you told a lie? Well, now, they didn't do that because there was no lie. But then after the Honorable Boy Elijah Muhammad left from our midst, everybody act like they knew how to teach the teaching better than he did. Well, why didn't all these major scholars and scientists, why didn't they come forth while he was amongst us? Why didn't they come forth and prove and get that $10,000? Nobody did, because the Honorable Boy Elijah Muhammad told the absolute truth. The Arab world was here, and they claim they know Islam so well now. How come they didn't come and say, Elijah, you told a lie right here. Elijah, you're leading the people astray right here. Why didn't the Christian world that's now trying to take his teachings and make an insult and a mockery out of it? Why did not they come and speak? See, this is like a coward act. You wait till a man is gone, then you turn on him. You wait till a man is out of your midst, and then you say bad things about him. This is a coward act. The man wasn't hiding nowhere. He was telling the whole world the truth. Because he had no fear. He was not a coward. He stood up and told it for 44 years. And he never changed the teachings of Master Fuad Muhammad. He never changed them to please anybody. He didn't try to make some new religion and make it fit in with Christianity or make it fit in with Orthodox Islam. He said that this new Islam was different from the Christian Bible, and it was different from the Holy Quran that the Arabs use today. He said, if we are in the changing of two worlds, Christianity and Islam, then surely we need a new book for our guidance. For those books have served the people to whom they were given. But he said, we can use these books as a guidance for ourselves. He said, but yet we must have a new book for a new change. He said, we must have this book that no eye has seen, nor ear has heard, nor has it entered into hearts what it is like. He said, you know, these two books, Bible and Quran, have been handled by the good and the no good. Now we know that if they have been handled by the no good, they have been tampered with. And so, he said, if Moses was given a rod and a book for the guide of Israel, and the gospel God gave to Jesus as a guide and a warning to the Christians, and the Holy Quran was given to the Muhammad for the Arab world, will God give us, the so-called Negroes, a book as our guide for us? Will he bring it or will he send it? For those books were for other people and not for us. I say return to the teachings of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad and live, reject his teachings and die. I thank you for listening and I greet you in the words of peace and purity. Thank you.